Consecrate me to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with the steadfast hope, and my
Father in prayer at this time.
Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come again at another Lord's Day. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts, and we come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you, dear Father, to continue to love us. Even though we may be small in number, we're big on commitment to the Lord. So help us, your children, to always stand firm on the word of God and be willing to do the things that are pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We're praying to you, dear Father, as we travel through this world. It's a sin-sick world, a world filled with trouble, a world filled with turmoil, and yet, we, your children, remain faithful to the cause of Christ. We're asking you, dear Father, as we remain faithful to your justly cause, that you will always be willing to look down and lift us up and keep us on the side of right. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, travel, you will always be willing to take us and let the world know who we are and what we stand for. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of salvation unto all that will accept it and stand firm on it. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who used to come and meet with us but don't walk with us anymore. Give us the courage to seek them out, and once we find them, let us take the time lovingly to preach and teach the word of God so they will know where they belong. We're also asking, dear Father, to help us as we come in contact with lost souls who are meeting and grouping in darkness. Help us to preach and teach your word to them. Help us to show them that the way of the cross leads home. And help us to let our light shine so brightly that it will pierce every form of darkness that there is on this earth. We're also praying to you, dear Father, as we go and travel. Help us to be willing to go wherever we need to go, to lead lost souls home, and to help children come back to the fold before it's a day and everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who stand before us every Lord's Day, who preach and teach your word, those who do it so bold and so forcefully that they're trying to make their calling and election sure. Give them courage to continue to preach and teach your word. Give them longevity of life so as they preach and teach, that their words will pierce the heart of some sinner and he becomes a repentive spirit and come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go and travel through this world, help us to lock hand in hand and arm in arm and seek out Satan, and once we find him, let us do all that we can within our power to defeat him. For But you have dressed us completely, dear Father. And let us completely do the perfect will of God. So as we come in contact with Satan, we will continue to bruise his head. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us to take all of your children. Lead them home and to guide them. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we do these things, you will look down upon us, your children. Find us worthy in your eyesight and grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praise to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
On a hill far away.